It's 12:40 in the afternoon, Dominica. Again, I want to congratulate the government of Dominica, who stepped in and gave some of the monies needed for this child in a bicycle accident sometime earlier this week. He's being transferred as we speak in the next 20 or 1 hour to a neighboring French island for the medical help that he needs. On the line with me this afternoon, I've searched. Finally, I'm able to talk to the mother of that child, still in search of your help there, after receiving some funds there from the government of Dominica. How are you doing today? Jasmine is your name, yes?
Yeah, Jasmine Joseph.
Jasmine, I'm being told from my information that you are on your way to the port?
Yeah, due to the airport.
Oh, to the airport. Oh, okay, I get you. Oh, you're living from Canefield. All right. Well, a lot of people have been talking about this incident with your son. Yes. Yeah. What can you tell us happened? What is his condition as we speak?
Well, his skull is cracked on many places, and his jawbone is broken.
Mm-hmm.
His hand is broken as well. He's suffering a lot for the past days, and this morning I heard a good little report. The nurse told me that she gave him painkillers and he's sleeping.
Okay.
So it's like his head relaxing for now.
His head is relaxing.
But on the other days he was restless,
mm-hmm,
and causing bleeding in his head.
So what happened to him? What did you hear happen?
Well, I heard he covered Solomon Hill, which is Mount Jordan, the other name for it.
Uh-huh.
Mao. We lived there. And he had a bicycle. The bicycle didn't have brakes. And now my cousin told him, do not take the bicycle because the bicycle do not have brakes. And he took the bicycle. Now my cousin was chasing him. So he was putting more speed on the bicycle, which when he went down the hill, he couldn't control the bicycle. And now the hill have a sharp corner. So instead he had to take the corner, he just went straight in a high area.
Wow.
And then there are certain transport, old transport park. And he ended up falling on one. And he falls so much of a pressure, it sent him back up and then it's flying go on the side.
So he broke a number of bones there?
Yeah, in his head.
So what did the doctors initially tell you or told you there when you the first time he was brought to the hospital?
Well, they told me in critical condition and they couldn't do nothing for his head because they don't have professional here for that. So the doctor told me that I must travel with my son. Yeah.
So you got some help to get him to a neighboring hospital?
Yeah, I got some help.
Okay, but I'm being told that, I mean, a lot of people are still pledging for your son, but you need to raise some of the money because from my information, you have received some 80% from the government. So you still need to raise some money.
Yes, I need to raise some money. Yeah.
Do you have any accounts that you can share with us at this time? We will go back on the radio sometime to raise some funds to get you that money that you need. But the child is in pain as we speak.
Yes, he's in pain as we speak. I have two accounts. I have one at National Bank, which I recently opened yesterday. And I have one at NCCU Credit Union in Mao.
How do you feel as a mother? I mean, your son is in so much pain. How do you feel right now?
Well, I'm in pain also to see him suffering at that age and in his head. And he cannot speak. And all he's doing is fighting, trying to remove the drips on him, fighting for his life. It really hurting me every time I see him, I cry.
How old is your son?
My son is just 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah, 7 years.
Wow. He has just started life. When you got the report the first time, what was your reaction like?
Well, when I got the report, trust me, I feel like I was dreaming. I faint. When I wake up, I was asking everybody if it's true.
So you fainted at the time?
Yes, I got weak. Trust me, I got weak.
Well,
it was like a dream to me. I didn't want to believe it at the moment.
How many days at the hospital now?
Well, from Easter Monday, he went there.
Easter Monday.
Yeah, Easter Monday.
Well, I just want to say, you know, I wish...
After 11 minutes to 12, we went to the hospital.
So are you going to travel into Martinique or Guadeloupe?
Martinique.
Martinique. Well, we're hoping...
Yeah, in some minutes, ma'am.
Well, we're hoping that he gets the help that he needs, and when we can, we will try to assist, as we always do, you know, because I know, as I said, I have congratulated the government to doing their part, and we will... in Dominica, the war part, when we can.
Yeah, don't tell us.
Thank you, Jasmine.
I want to tell a short speech. So a lot of people are helping me out and praying for my child. I really, really appreciate it. I just want to say a big thank you.
All right, I want to say a thank you, too.
A big thank you for the supporters in Dominica.
Well, we'll continue to give you the support. Thank you very much, Jasmine.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a good day, and safe flight. Safe flight.
Yeah, thanks.
And take care of your son. We'll keep praying, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Never lose hope. That was a report there. I've been trying to get for some time. We've gotten some reports that 80% of the funds have been received thus far for his medical treatment thus far. Never lose hope, never lose hope.
Open up your eyes, analyze and realize. Say you got the powers inside. Stand sturdy upon the journey, cause we live it and we learn it. The victory's sweet, the win, you know the battle was a...
I will share with you sometime once I'm provided with that report. As it relates to the accounts that you can make contributions to, we'll have a little radio phone for this young man, only 7 years old, seemed to be suffering with broken skull and broken bones in his body. We need to pray. Hello, talk to me. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I really appreciate what you're doing for these people when, you know, we get certain accidents and disasters. But Matthew, if you haven't got no need to congratulate any government, the government is supposed to put proper health care for people. You don't want no right to congratulate them. Congratulate them for what?
Because I'll tell you what, a lot of people too have tried to get that kind of help but have not received it. So When they do, we have to say thank you, if you know what I mean.
That's your opinion, yeah. Okay, fine.
All right, thank you.
Them trying to keep us down, one yet we have a try.
And sometimes there can be preferential treatment there.
We out in the jungle, now we lead the pack.
I'm saying thank you for the help that they've received. Maybe I should not, you know, as you say, thank the government in that sense. Well, we've heard of the rapid response unit. I'm happy that they're responding very quickly and have given the funds that are some of the funds that is needed.
Stand sturdy upon the journey, cause we live it and we learn it. The victory's sweet, the win, you know the battle was the first one. Light a fire upon corruption, make we burn it. Them can't stop when you feel.
A 7-year-old child there in critical condition been flown in about 40 minutes time to Martinique for medical care. Hello, good morning, or good afternoon. Yes? Hello? Good afternoon. Nobody there. Thank you. Give thanks for a new day.
So I hold my head and I pray I don't want to tell myself all I can do. But remember, we must never lose hope.
Never lose hope.
Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye. the powers inside. Stand sturdy upon the journey, cause we live it and we learn it. The victory sweet the way, and you know the battle was a furnace one. Light a fire upon corruption, make we burn it. Them can't stop where
I'm. All right, somebody's saying, Matt, why do you have to thank the government of Dominica? How can you congratulate the government of Dominica for helping the child? That's the government's responsibility. In our healthcare is not up to standard. The child would not have been airlifted if our health conditions here were much better. Hello, talk to me. Hi, yeah? Hello? Somebody's on the telephone, not paying attention. Let's go back. Hello, hi. Yes?
Hey, Mr. Pelletier, blessings to you, sir.
How are you?
I cool. Let me wish the Empress all the best and pray that the brother can survive it and learn and live to tell the story, Matt, you know, because most of the times when you're young, there's a level of naivety. It's almost like insanity. I have done my fair share of madness, Matt, and I leave to tell the story.
I know.
We were playing hide and seek on a tree, you know, flamboyant tree. And a branch break with me, and a brother see me coming down, and he just bend, Matt, and I fall on his back.
Wow.
If he had moved, Matt, maybe that would be it for me. Sunday born. Now he's crippled somewhere in the Virgin Islands. Some robbery and a bullet end up in his skull somewhere. It is still there, lodged there, but he's crippled. And I have done so much madness, and I'm still there. I just pray that the brother can live to tell the story and learn from his experience. And Empress, more blessings to you, more strength, more glory. Pray and keep the faith that the brother can live to tell the story.
Let me ask you a blessing, because already my phone is just going crazy because of the fact that I said thank you to the government of Dominica. What's your view? What's your view on that one, blessings? I'd like to get your perspective on this one.
I was trying to avoid it, but not really. You asked me. I think it's a bit systematic to deprive a people from their human rights, so to speak, when healthcare is concerned. And then if you get a help from them, then you have to go and say thank you. It's the duty. That's why Cecil Joseph and I had a back and forth the other day talking about the Prime Minister is the Minister of Finance, he employing the public servants. I tell him, no, the public servants and the Prime Minister are employees of the state. And, you know, we had a little back and forth, and then he finally broke and agreed, well, it's true, having to do with the public servants, the way the brother is trying to, you know, divide and rule, sideline Thomas Litt and all that. So really and truly, I think it's a bit, if somebody do it, I would want to say nothing, to say, like, thank you, the government. But that is where they feel, well, but look at the thing, Matt, when it's somebody else, they get no assistance, no matter how much you beg. No matter how much your people go there several times,
I made that clear.
You,
yes?
I just got to tell you that you said there are people that are languishing and begging and they're not receiving anything. And if the facilities were put in place, Matt, like Dr. Dale Dunga Ben, they have kicking around like a football, Dr. Pascal and all these professionals we are neglecting, Matt. So I really do not see the need for gratitude in that case. Why somebody do it, I respect that. Matt, get an official of Digicel. Digicel is a modern-day pirate, Matt. Matt, when Q95, I had a problem not being able to keep the voice up on volume on my television. They advised me to get a technician. No, Matt, every day, no problem with, because I keep saying it seems like it's a sabotage. You there with me, King?
I'm here.
Right now, the TV, there's another problem with Digicel. Another person, get a technician and check the television again. And every time I go by Digicel, Matt, it's one complaint following the other. This more than the pirates, this utility and providers, Matt. These people have no conscience. These people are from overseas. They come here, they pay our locals, they employ our locals, and then we're looking at the locals. We'll go there, and the other day I go there and swear some curse words, you know, Matt. Because checking that is just pure piracy. You need to get one of them people and bring them on your program and let them answer questions of the concerns of people, Matt. And that is just...
Blessings, I will confess to you, I've tried, but some of the management has they've promised, but we've not seen them just yet.
They're making a killing, so they really don't care. And I do not want to say anything, Matt, but really and truly, these people are above and beyond their you know, I mean, too much. Too much, Matt. And Matt, I just want to tell Dominicans, please, what is happening in Dominica, it is not normal. That is not the normal. So please, Dominicans, do not take it for granted. Throw your all into that fight. Life is a battle. Do not fool yourself. Life is a battle from day one, and it is not unfair. It is not unfair, you know. It is just. It is balance. And if there is no balance, the scale going to be tipped over. We give thanks for the strong and the stronger and the weak. It's all about balance. Matt, have a blessed day. I'm listening.
Have a blessed day. Now, a lot of criticisms, as I said, thank you to the government for assisting this child. Been flown in about half an hour from Cainfield, from the Cainfield Airport. Dominicans, your health is your wealth, somebody says. This election, make health your priority. The bigger question is why? Why citizens have to be flown over to Martinique for extra medical care? Now, we've had a very good trauma surgeon. I have offered our help, offered Dominica help, and he has been refused because of his views, I will say, because he has been very critical of the government and the health system. The government has refused to take the help that we need. Hello, would that child have to be flown to Martinique if we had trauma surgeons in Dominica? My friend Dale is a director of trauma. So he trains the other doctors and supervises the other doctors in a hospital there in Pennsylvania, but he can't be, or he will not be accepted in Dominica. What a world that we live in. Hello, talk to me. Hi, good morning.
Yes, Matt, not only the personnel, but the equipment too. Matt, I want to sympathize with the lady from Maho, and I know as a mother, because I'm a parent myself, I know what she's going through. And I pray that the child, God will have his mercies upon the child, and he will really make it, Matt. If you're having any radio turn after, I will call to make a contribution. But Matt, when you are obligated to do something, I do not have to thank you. It is your obligation. It's like Matt, you going into a contest, a musical contest, and a piece is mandatory. You must play the mandatory piece. If you don't play it, you cannot be judged. You cannot win. So it is obligated. That is their duty to do what they are doing. Now, if you go back, Dr. Ferrara wanted to build a hospital and a medical university in St. Joseph. They deny him. They took him to court. Can you imagine that? A citizen is trying to build a health facility, and you're taking him to court for not preventing him from building the facility. But look now, Dr. Ferrara is supporting them. So what's happening in this place? So we need the facility. We need the equipment. And we need the personnel to do the job. Oh, Matt, there was something else I said. I forgot. Anyway, when I remember, I'll call back. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. A good friend of mine is saying to me at this time, Matt, I understand your desire to be as objective as you can. Hence, your comment about thanking the government. The problem I have, and many others have, with that is, the government is responsible for the deficiencies we have. So by thanking them, what are you actually doing is thanking the person who broke your leg for giving you crutches. This is the gist of the problem. That's what my friend is saying. So you're thanking the person who actually broke your leg, but they're giving you crutches at this time. 12:59, hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes? Are you there, caller? Are you there? Yes. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon. Yes,
I'm sympathetic to the person who has to be flown to Martinique. I wish them very well. You know, and Matt, there was an accident in Marigot area sometime this week.
Mm-hmm.
I believe one or two other people should have been flown to Marigot. But Matt, having to fly people to Marigot, to Martinique,
yeah.
Having to fly people out of Dominica, you saying thank you, Matt. I don't believe you should have, Matt. I think you went overboard. Matt, sometime before election, I cannot remember whether it was 2009 or 2014, our prime minister in Dominica said that MRIs, this, that, that is here, so no more going overseas for this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And the health situation will improve. But what has happened to it, Matt? The promises that we'll get all sorts of things health-wise, it hasn't come. Who ruses Kerrit thinks he's fooling? He cannot fool me, neither. He cannot empty me, right? So Roosevelt Sarit need to come again. His days are numbered. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you. The news is next right here. And we're going to take one final phone call, and we'll move to the news and continue with our discussion. A young man has been flown out at 1:30 for further medical checks in Martinique. You know, say a prayer. Hello, talk to me. Yes. Hello. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Hello. Nobody there. We're going to come back after the news.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the news at the top of the hour for this time. The news is brought to you compliments, Digicel, and Burton and Company Limited. Here's what's making news. Dowasco receives two water trucks valued at $1 million EC dollars or US $400,000 at a handing over ceremony hosted by UNICEF and Dowasco at the Dowasco compound at Rawls Lane in Goodwill. Chairman of the Board of Directors at Dowasco, Mr. Lewis Patrick Hill, says that Dowasco has been able to satisfy the needs of the people of Dominica with water far more efficiently and on higher scale of service than any other service provider in Dominica.
And I believe that this utility, this company, was able to satisfy the need of the people of this country with water far quicker, far more efficiently, far more rapidly than any other utility in this country. And I say that with no apologies. Not Flo, not Digicel, not Domlec, nobody. we were by far the most effective responders to both disasters when they happened. And for that, the employees, the management, and Mr. Etinov deserve congratulations and a big, big thank you.
Chairman of the Board of Directors at DOASCO, Mr. Lewis Patrick Hill. Meantime, Minister for Climate Resilience in Dominica, Mr. Joseph Isaac, says that these trucks are more than vehicles to distribute water, but part of a large investment or part of a larger investment which stems from millions of dollars.
I don't want us to see the trucks as just vessels for holding water, but as part of the process of reducing vulnerability and risk in Dominica. Under the Ministry of Environment, tens of millions of dollars have been invested under the DVRP project as a disaster vulnerable risk project in the storage, and that is in collaboration also with DOASCO in regards to storage and distribution of water. But what we have learned over the past years is not only based on storage, but also sometimes, and in several instances, our distribution system is impacted. And therefore, we need redundancy in the system. Herein lies the asset of the water trucks. The government of Dominica is determining its efforts and commitment to build a resilient water sector towards providing potable water throughout the island. This was mandated and adopted in 2015, but was disrupted by the passage of Tropical Storm Erica in 2015 and Hurricane Maria in 2017. I'm happy to report that 98% of communities around Dominica now have access to potable water. Lest we forget, I want us to remember that we have come a very, very, very long way from the day of Mario.
Minister for Climate Resilience in Dominica, Mr. Joseph Isaac. The Barbados economy could be in line for a major boost as a US-based development company known as Smart seeks to attract approximately $2 billion in foreign direct investment for development projects over a 10-year period. Officials of this company, who describe it as a Barbadian-owned, US-domiciled sustainable management fintech solution firm, said it has been in the making for the past 3 years. In its pre-launch last evening, company officials said the new strategic initiative has two main purposes: to introduce the first fully eco-designed and sustainable properties in Barbados for development and investment, and to accelerate economic recovery. And two, Smart will also seek to finance the execution of major development projects in Barbados across 20 different sectors, implementing the advanced technologies of the consortium companies. This is Q95 News. Days after another wave of tragic terrorist attacks, the United Nations and the European Union have agreed to work more closely together to fight the scourge that has killed more than 350 people in the past week alone. In the second annual UN-EU Counter-Terrorism Leaders Dialogue held at the United Nations in New York, senior officials from the UN Counter-Terrorism Office and the EU's Security and Defense Section exchanged views on common priorities and signed a framework agreement to promote a new spirit of practical collaboration, to strengthen collaboration, and have more of an impact in countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. And that concludes the news at the top of the hour for this time. I have been your presenter, Richie Farrell. Again, the news was brought to you compliments Digicel and Burton and Company Limited. Stay tuned to the big station. Talk on the Block continues with Matthias Pelty Jr. right on cue.
Sweet mother, I never forget you.
Mama Creole,
2019 Mother's Day weekend will be the most memorable ever. Saturday, May 11th and Sunday, May 12th on the strip Lale Coco. Featuring La Garde de la Chanson Antillaise Ophelia. Cool Sessions Brass from the Virgin Islands. Stefan Raffa from La Martinique. Swinging Stars for Serenade. Mr. Mix Prince Wadis Calypsonians and more. Entrance nightly $30. Season tickets $50. And tickets available at Bullseye Pharmacy, Dipex, Val Ferry. Mama Creole, Mama Creole. Saturday, May 11th and Sunday, May 12th. Partners include Bullseye Pharmacy, the Dominican Lottery Commission, TBS Radio, Val Ferry, Media 7-Eleven Plus, Danger Entertainment, Digicel, Adding Sounds and Lights, QFM, Quartz, Kyrie FM, Big Edge, DN on the Sun, Newspaper, Vibes Radio, Tony Sports, ACS, Deepex, Cola Lab, Shea Ophelia, The Sideman, Fine Food Zinc, Rainbow Rental, and more. Mama Creole, Mama Creole. Mothers, get ready.
April, dressed in all its trim, hath put a spirit of youth in everything. April showers of fun at Witten and Company as we celebrate 5 years at new location. From April 1st to 29th, all purchases over $100 gets a chance to win tickets for two to Guadeloupe. May 6th, it's a one-day excursion. Draw 29th April. On Saturday, April 13th, it's customer appreciation with snacks, wine, and more just for you. And hey, there's more. Week of 15th April, shoppers can have some fun in the Easter egg hunt. Find an egg and win. As we celebrate our anniversary, we say thank you to all our customers and tradesmen. Burton & Company, corner Kennedy Avenue and Independence Street. The Electric Shop.
It's 1:12 in the afternoon. Let's say again, for those of you joining us at this time, good afternoon to you. This is the Talk on the Block. It is for sure the most talked about talk show in the afternoon, the Talk on the Block. We have the hot seat in the morning, the Talk on the Block. If it is on the block, then we'll talk about it. Just before the break, we listen to a very interesting interview, very moving interview with Jasmine, who is the mother of the seven-year-old who will be flown to Martinique for further medical treatment in the next 18 minutes, according to what have been reported. So I spoke to Jasmine just before lunchtime. Let's listen again to that interview with Jasmine on her way to Martinique with her son. About this incident with your son. Yes. What can you tell us happened? What is his condition as we speak?
Well, he's caught his crack all many places, and his jawbone is broken.
Mm-hmm.
His hand is broken as well. He's suffering a lot for the past days, and this morning I heard a good little report. The nurse told me that she gave him painkillers and he's sleeping.
Okay.
So he's like, his head relaxing for now.
He said he's relaxed.
On the other days he was restless,
mm-hmm.
and caught him bleeding in his head.
So what happened to him? What did you hear happen?
Well, I heard he covered Solomon Hill, which is Mount Jordan, the other name for it.
Uh-huh.
Now, we lived there, and he had a bicycle. The bicycle didn't have brakes. And now, my cousin told him, do not take the bicycle, because the bicycle do not have brakes. And he took the bicycle, and now my cousin was chasing him. So he was putting more speed on the bicycle, which when he went down the hill, he couldn't control the bicycle, and now the hill have a sharp corner. So instead he had to take the corner, he just went straight in a high area.
Wow.
And then there are certain transport, old transport park, and he ended up falling on one, and he falls so much of a pressure, it sent him back up, and then it's flying go on the side.
So he broke a number of bones there.
Yeah, in his head.
So what did the doctors initially tell you or told you there when you the first time he was brought to the hospital?
Well, they told me in critical condition, and they couldn't do nothing for his head because they don't have professional here for that. So the doctor told me that I must travel with my son. Yeah.
So you got some help to get him to a neighboring hospital?
Yeah, I got some help.
Okay, but I'm being told that I mean, a lot of people are still pledging for your son, but you need to raise some of the money because from my information, you have received some 80% from the government. So you still need to raise some money.
Yes, I need to raise some money. Yeah.
Do you have any accounts that you can share with us at this time? We will go back on the radio sometime to raise some funds to get you that money that you need. But the child is in pain as we speak.
Yes, he's in pain as we speak. I have two accounts. I have one at National Bank, which I recently opened yesterday. And I have one at NCCU Credit Union in Mau.
How do you feel as a mother? I mean, your son is in so much pain. How do you feel right now?
Well, I'm in pain also to see him suffering at that age and in his head. And he cannot speak, and all he's doing is fighting, trying to remove the drips on him, fighting for his life. It's really hurting me. Every time I see him, I cry.
How old is your son?
My son is just 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah, 7 years.
Wow. He's just started life. When you got the report the first time, what was your reaction like?
When I got the report, trust me, I feel like I was dreaming. I faint. When I wake up, I was asking everybody if it's true.
So you fainted at the time?
Yes, I got weak. Trust me, I got weak.
Well, Dominic,
it was like a dream to me. Wow. I didn't want to believe it at the moment.
How many days at the hospital now?
Well, from Easter Monday, he went there.
Easter Monday.
Yeah, it's a Monday.
Well, I just want to say, you know, I wish...
After 11 minutes to 12, we went to the hospital.
So are you going to travel into Martinique or Guadeloupe?
Martinique.
Well, we're hoping...
Yeah, in some minutes, ma'am.
Well, we're hoping that he gets the help that he needs, and when we can, we will try to assist, as we always do, you know, because I know, as I said, I have congratulated the government to doing their part, and we will... in Dominica, the whole part, when we can.
Yeah, thank you a lot.
Thank you, Jasmine.
I want to tell a short speech. So a lot of people are helping me out and praying for my child. I really, really appreciate it. I just want to say a big thank you.
I want to say a thank you, too.
A big thank you for the supporters in Dominica.
Well, we'll continue to give you the support. Thank you very much, Jasmine.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a good day and safe flight. Safe flight.
Yeah, thanks.
And take care of your son. We'll keep praying, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Never lose hope. That was a report there I've been trying to get for some time. We've gotten some reports that 80% of the funds have been received thus far for his medical treatment thus far. Never lose hope, never lose hope.
Open up your eyes, analyze and realize. Say you've got the powers inside. Stand sturdy upon the journey, can we live?
All right, we're back. You just repeated an interview there with Jasmine out of Maho, the community of Maho. I've been under the gun there for the past hour. People have been criticizing me in a very constructive way, if you will. That I should never thank the government. You know, for small things we say thanks, for big things we should say thanks. Hello, talk to me. Good morning.
Yes,
it's their responsibility. Hello.
Yes, but I agree with them for putting you under the gun, Matt. Matt, you heard what the lady said, Matt?
What she said?
The lady said the doctor told her we haven't got professionals here for that.
Mm-hmm.
What? If Carrot was thinking of the health of people in Dominica and the health overall in Dominica, Matt, instead of building that White House for he and Charles Savre to be living in right now, Matt, that money, that $27 million would be there to build a hospital. It would be far gone with a hospital there. We'd have a hospital and we'd have professionals.
So you're saying that he has his priorities mixed up?
Matt, mix up, upside down, inside or back to front in all kind of ways. The man doesn't know if he go in, the man doesn't know if he come in, Matt. Matt, that is it, Matt. And that is why we are in that condition we are in today. The man putting his thing, in a way he shouldn't do it. That is what the man doing. The man don't know. I don't know if he coming. He don't know if he going mad. But another subject. And it's not a young man. It's a boy. He's just 7 years
old. Oh, well, it's a boy, yeah. Yes.
And man, what happened to the house, the government, prime minister's residence at Monbruce?
Well, it is. It was destroyed for the hurricane, for sure.
So up to now, it cannot be renovated.
That's a question not for me.
Labour Party had enough material to build, to rebuild a house in King George V Street, the old building of Winsky. I understand it's Labour Party, you know? That's what I'm hearing. Because it's only Cubans I see renovating it. So it can't be Mr. Winsky own. Because Mr. Winsky long dead already. Want to know who we understood is Labour Party own. So we really want to know.
I heard it's the headquarters for the Labour Party.
That is what we're hearing.
Uh-huh.
So why that build, that money material, they couldn't renovate the house, the prime minister's residence? He said that was infested by rodents and termites and all kind of thing. Why couldn't that material used to do that? And maybe he would be living, after about 2 years now, he would be in his residence at Monbruce instead of sharing the apartment down there with he and Charles Avery, because the apartment them at, because he have his portion, Charles Avery have his portion.
So they're both living in a presidential palace there, huh?
That's what I understood, since after Maria, they're shacking up together. Papa, boy, dear Lucas.
All right. Caller, thank you very much. Let's move to another call there. This is the Talk on the Block. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon.
To you, sir.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing okay for now.
I, too, would like to put you under the gun this afternoon.
Fine, fine.
Funking Skerrit for what? For what? For what? What are we funking Skerrit for? That's the government's responsibility, Matt, to provide us with health care instead of spending money all over the place doing a bunch of nonsense. That's what this money should go into, to see to it that our hospitals and health care are well-equipped and fully staffed. So Funking Skerrit is just a bunch of garbage, Matt. I wouldn't support you on that. Funking Skerrit for what?
I
have a good day, Matt.
It's okay. When you have to criticize me, man. It's just going to roll over. Don't worry about me. I'm not worried about that. I go back to this big one, the big Calypso. One 23, the afternoon time, the Talk on the Block. The telephone calls are coming in. Let's take this one and we'll come back.
Fire! This neighbor of mine tell me all the time that I would do fine in Parliament. She recommend me for integrity, too much corruption in government. I tell her, no, that's not for me. Ah, mama, I was raised with honesty. I believe a clear conscience, better than dollars and cents. I could not participate in a disorganized state where the directorates and the legal system are enemies of the state. It's the latest trend in the country, oi, oi, and it's baffling everybody. I, those who high in society, they are the ones bringing down the country. Everything is upside down.
A vigilante there.
Everything is back to front.
Very timely one there.
And if I didn't know better, I would swear it's voodoo working in Dominica. If I didn't know better, between you and me, partner, I would swear that is what the politicians them want. Aye.
But now let's go back to the telephones. Yeah, telephone calls are coming in. Hello, talk to me. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Matt.
To you, how are you? How are you?
Matt, I'm doing good. Matt, we have to be concerned about healthcare, you know, Matt. And I humbly disagree with you. I believe these guys have created the environment for people to come to them for medical assistance.
So you're saying that thank you should not be given. That's what you're saying.
Should not be given, Matt. Matt, I want to draw your mind and the mind of the Dominican people to Sunday, Matt. Sunday that just passed there, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, you heard about the boat accident of the individuals that claimed they had gone to fishing, Matt.
Yes, I heard that.
And Matt, one of the victims, I think, is the captain.
Mm-hmm.
He came in the cabana area on the beach, Matt. And when the rescuers brought him into the Wesley Health Center, there was a lady on a respirator. And you know they had to remove the lady on the respirator to put the gentleman on?
You're joking.
Matt, life thing. They apologized to her family and her, and they put him on the respirator, Matt. That is the state of health care in the Northeast, Matt. And this government want people to come to them.
Take your time. Go ahead.
Yes, Matt. Mm-hmm. I have to drink a little water.
Okay.
And this government that want people to come to them for assistance. It is shameful. It is not the first time. A gentleman left Marigot about 2 years ago, drove to Wesley, and when he reached there, he had respiratory problems. He died, Matt, because the machine he was supposed to go on, it was not working, Matt. So you're telling me 2 years on, the government has not seen it fit to put the necessary basic equipments, into the Wesley Health Center. Now that the health center have to be served Marigot, Atkinson, Calabashi, and Woodford Taylor. There is no medicine in the health center, Matt. It is shameful. It is wicked. It is sad. But Matt, I will share some more of those information tomorrow when I meet you between 10 and 11, Matt. A government cannot be allowed to continue treating the people of the Northeast with such contempt, Matt. Cannot be allowed to continue.
When you come, give me an update on what is going on at the Marigot Hospital, okay?
Yes, I will, Matt.
All right, looking forward to seeing you there. There's a health fair taking place, a consultation taking place on Saturday. Let's stop there for that note, and then we'll come back to take more of your phone calls after this break. Professional health consultation taking place this weekend. Fatima Church Ground, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find out what's going on. Courtesy the Rosa Salt MP and Deputy Political Leader of the United Workers Party, Joshua Francis. This weekend, professional health consultation at the Fatima Church Ground, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So go do your health checks there on Saturday. Courtesy Joshua Francis, the Deputy Political Leader of the United Workers Party and MP for Rosa South. Big consultation. That's between 10 and 2. Look forward to seeing you there. The Fatima Church Grounds. Let's do this again and come back.
Atlanta, Atlanta, Atlanta. Dominicans in the metro Atlanta area, you are invited to a Real Change town hall meeting with Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, on Sunday, April 28th at 5 p.m. Come join the discussion on building a better Dominica. This meeting will take place at the Belvedere Seventh-day Adventist Church, 3567 Covington Highway in Decatur, Georgia. That's 3567 Covington Highway, Decatur, Georgia. See you there. Dominicans and friends of Dominicans in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach areas, you are cordially invited to join Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, in a town hall meeting to discuss issues affecting Dominica and the way forward. This meeting will take place on Saturday, April 27th at 6 p.m. at a Miami-Dade College. The North Campus, located at 11380 Northwest 27th Avenue, Miami, Florida. That's 11380 Northwest 27th Avenue, Miami, Florida. Come, let's talk about real change.
Have you been to this animal restaurant, Poti Olfo, opposite Suki at Charlotteville? Oh, I tell you, it's fine dining at its best. Classy breakfast and lunch for all animals. PC 1990, the United Nations International Animal Association. Yo paso resolution ready. No more lapo fig dashing ever lapo yampe for animals. That is animal abuse. No more guache coco for fowls. Keep. No more of that. Instead, on the menu, you have broiler starter and grower. Chicks starter and layer, pig starter and grower, all-purpose pellets and rabbit rationer, a full range of international animal feed with no antibiotics, so it's a healthier choice. Change si mange met la ni antibiotic and dine. Le ou même mange, même antibiotics are like a matria system usab. Cause I le kote all four opposite Suki and Charlotteville. Telephone 448-6242. Ebe change n'importe mange bet ou bouzwe. Whether say zozio, mwadine, boui kebe chouval, they can get it for you.
The Lion's Den in Brooklyn, New York will be rocking and roaring this weekend. Why? The exceptional nighttime king, King Dice, will be in the house, joined by the Roadmatch King, The Rabbit, and Green Jet Band. DJ Ron B and DJ Kayo will be on the ones and twos. Spring Calypso this weekend at the Lion's Den in Brooklyn, New York. 1464 St. John's, Brooklyn, New York, between Utica and Rochester. The Lion's Den comes alive this weekend. At the door, you pay only $20 starting 9 p.m. The Dice live with The Rabbit this weekend, the Lion's Den, 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Miss it and blame yourself.
Dominica, we have answered the call of the Nature Island, made a natural choice to introduce Bryce & Company Dominica Limited's manufacturing plant. All Dominicans can now enjoy the highest quality, locally made metal roofing and aluminum seamless gutters in a variety of styles and a rainbow of colors at unbeatable prices. Bryce & Company is committed to helping Dominicans build better. We're located at the Breezy Mart compound in Canefield. Telephone 617-2468. Bryce & Company, building resilience, building for living, building for life.
Professional health consultation taking place this weekend. Fatima Church Ground, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find out what's going on. Courtesy the Roses Sword MP and Deputy Political Leader of the United Workers Party, Joshua Francis. This weekend, professional health consultation at the Fatima Church Ground, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Roseau Valley and environs, come get ready for the Ronald Charles Rounders Finals, Sunday, April 20th, 2019, from 1 p.m. at Cochrane. Come see the Matadors from Scottsdale. Take on the Rainbow Renters Hard Hitters from Montrose Fair. There'll be music, entertainment, food, drinks, and fun. Come see the Adams ladies, Maria Xavier, Nisha Paul of the Matadors. Come see Josiane Senville, Barbara Henderson, Kezia Wade, and the crew from the Hard Hitters. Entertainment, food, drinks, and competition. It's the Ronald Charles Roseau Valley Finals Sunday, April 28th from 1 p.m. at Cochrane. Yes, Cochrane, it's coming your way. Be there.
The Ronald Charles Rounders Finals.
1:34, we can take in more phone calls at this time. Let's go on there. Hi, talk to me in the afternoon. This is the talk on the block. Hello.
Matt, isn't Dr. Dale Dong the man, a professional in his field, Matt?
Yes, he's a trauma surgeon. He's now the director of the hospital, yes.
So if we had that doctor there, like, on call, like, he's in the States, right? The question that happened to the child there on Easter Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
By Easter Monday night, maybe Dr. Dale Dongaban could be in Dominica if we had a proper health system and communicating with people like Dr. Dale Dongaban on the other side, man. That child wouldn't have been able to fly that child.
As a matter of fact, he has already asked me about 10 minutes ago, what is wrong? I suggested, you know, according to the mother, that child had a broken skull. I have not received his response just yet, but he's already concerned about what just happened to the child.
That man would be assisting. He is a professional. When they tell him they haven't got the doctor, they tell them they're a professional. You see how we go? A just carried child or one of them children. That child will be flown out the same Sunday night to Martinique, and it will be in America as American citizens. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Dominicans, open all your eyes.
1:35 is the afternoon time. Yes, my friend Dale, my childhood friend there, he's already asked me, Matt, what went on? Well, I'm still waiting for his response. 4493095. Hello, talk to me.
It's like trying to make concrete without sand. So flour has become an integral part of our daily lives because we do sweat, don't we? And by the sweat of our brow, we shall eat bread. Me pas seulement pain. Nous café bakes, aqua, bonbon, pastries, dombwe, pap, farine force, APC sauce, omelette. What again? So basically, you can't run from flour. Il y a un vijayou tous les jours. So what do? You use the best flour available to you. And the best flour available is the premium unbleached flour. Hot Carimex, yes. Premium unbleached flour. No bleach agent, the healthier flour hot curry mix. Quote a prevost cinema opposite with church and wazoo. Evelyn, we will ask about the rye flour, multigrain flour, donut, and pizza flour too. So you see, there are different types of flour. Sebusanu Hadiu and Co. Get the healthiest flour, premium on bleach flour, best for pastries, best for baking, available from curry mix. Quote a prevost cinema. Telephone 449-9120. Alibes Sakamati, just like that. Plain flour in a little bowl. Say Sakite Face Avitian said.
All right, now we're going back to the telephone. Very busy afternoon here. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. Hello, talk to me. Yes? Are you the caller? Are you there? Hello?
Mr. Pelty.
I'm here.
A quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I need not to rehash the whole thing. But with all what that is happening in Dominica, I do not want everybody to think like me. But what has gotten us in a state of fixation, or almost in, you know, like you're daydreaming like daydreamers. Not anywhere else in the Caribbean, anywhere, I can bet my last cent. I go to say dollar, but I can't say dollar, I'll say cent.
All right.
Not, that would not be tolerated. Not look, and I need to elaborate a little. Rayburn Blackmore. My brethren, look at what is happening to the Haitians on the high seas. Look at what is happening where people are just shooting one another, killing one another, meeting bodies that are partially decomposed, advancedly decomposed, cannot be identified. Maybe you need DNA and forensics and what. And Matt, everything, unemployment, you have NEP where people working 2-3 days a week and these guys are playing all. What happened to Dominicans? Matt, are we really Zombinicans, Matt? What is wrong with us people? And please, that is the final boat. If we miss it, we will be joining the Haitians, sinking or swimming in shark-infested waters. Have a blessed day, sir.
Have a blessed day. Let's go to the telephone call there. Overseas line. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Good afternoon, my brother, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing my best.
And congratulations on that award. I mean, you deserve it, Matt. You know, it's always good to give love while you're living and able, you know. So hats off to you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah, and let me say good afternoon to Salisbury in general, Coolibistry. Matt, listen to me, right?
Uh-huh.
I cannot allow you to go under the gun. I'm going to come with you because you see, government is of the people, for the people, and by the people. And saying thank you to them, is nothing wrong in that. Because when I was small, my mother was responsible for giving me food, clothes, and shelter. And when she gave me a plate of food, I have to say thank you. It's just common courtesy, respect, and discipline, good manners. So even if we know Skerrit or the government is responsible for services to its people, it's nothing wrong in saying thank you. You know, I just think personally, I just choose my battle, and sometimes we cannot let bad people destroy the good we have in us. You know, I'm not seeing why people would even criticize you for that, my brother. And sometimes when you have to do the right thing, even if the world disagree with you, Matt, you have to, you deep down in your heart, you know it's the right thing to do. You know it. You know, so forget who gonna prove it or not. Once you look into your soul and you know it's the right thing, there's nothing wrong in saying thanks. It's not because you surrender, you know, because I'm a United Workers Party supporter. You know what I mean? And as I said, government is of the people, for the people, and by the people. It's not a scary pocket it's coming from. It's the people's money. So it's nothing wrong in saying thank you, man. I mean, come on, my people. We're bigger than that, man. I mean, we've been so disgruntled over the years. I mean, scary that brutalized them so much. But I mean, right now, people...
You know how they feel. You know, I mean, I'm genuine. I said thank you, and I mean it. Somebody's saying, well... You know, he may have broken your legs and now given you a crutch. Why do you have to say thank you for that?
No. That's not the same thing, man. That's not the same thing.
Okay.
You know? Even if some people need the help and doesn't get it.
Uh-huh.
But anytime somebody give you some whoever and you get it, you saying thank. Because what you do to the list of my brothers that you do to me, you're saying thank you to God and thank you for life and thank you to the people, because we got to stop looking at the government as one man, even if they want us to believe government is one man. That's nothing. We can't let them destroy the little love we have left in our heart, man.
All right, respect, my brother. Respect. 141. He's making a point there, you know. Even though you oppose the government, you know, if they do something good, you can say that. Hello, talk to me. Hi. 141. Talk to me. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Good afternoon to you, sir.
How are you doing, my brother? How are you doing?
I'm very well. Matt, and to your listeners here and abroad, good afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Matt, just two things quickly. I want to concur with Blue Blue in particular and some others who called. And I listened intently when the lady was talking about the doctor or doctors told her, based on her child's situation at the time, we don't have no professionals here to deal with that in Dominica.
Uh-huh.
And Matt, that situation is lamentable, and it is worth some sort of action to be taken by not the powers that be, but the people in Dominica. Matt, because in a democracy, the people have the power to basically fix or dismantle their democracy. Matt, I don't know, well, you remember that accident we had in Marigot with a young lady, maybe what, 4 or 5 days ago? About there.
What accident is that? What accident? Do you remember?
Yes, yeah, some accident. Maybe 6 days, 5 days, about a week ago, there about. Maybe 4 or 5 days about there. And a young lady was involved.
And she got killed? Is that the case?
I don't know the situation whether she got killed or not. But I know at the time, there was an accident with some truck and a pickup or something.
Yes, that young lady got killed, yes. Mm-hmm. Couple months back.
No, Matt. It's just under a week I'm talking about. There was an accident.
Oh, well, I guess I lost track.
Yeah. So many things happening in Dominica at the same time. But I'm saying that to say, Matt, I got hold of the photo of that young lady being handled, by the ambulance people who came to assist her,
mm-hmm.
and others who were involved in an accident. And when I send that photo to Dr. Dale Dangleben, who is one of our professionals, but basically is languishing over there, man, doing much good work for other people and is not given the opportunity to serve his people, I will continue to say it is lamentable, Matthew Filthy. As soon as I sent that picture for Dr. Dale Dangleben, Matt, he replied to me via WhatsApp and said, hey, what the guy is doing, the ambulance guy is doing, it is wrong. He's handling that patient wrong. So, Matt, from a photo, a professional and assist or tell you what is wrong and what is right. And, Matt, I am saying our monies, the economy of our country is basically swindled overseas, especially as it pertains to our health care in Dominica. However, so often, Matt, we have to hear our people have to be flown out to Martinique, to Barbados, to Guadeloupe, to wherever.
Very often. Very often, yes.
And, Matt, that doesn't go without a cost to we, the people of Dominica, who are the taxpayers of Dominica. So what I am saying as an ordinary man is that my taxpayer dollar is being swindled over there. to help build an economy where we have people in Dominica and out of Dominica who is well capable to help curb those kind of situations, especially as it pertains to health care. And our money just have to go overseas, Matt, to a different country so that our people's lives can be better. Matt, just having a hospital alone is not enough. Thanks for the hospital, yes, but not having persons to man the machine, do the work with the necessary skills and abilities, Matt, it will just be another white elephant like that state house is, Matt, ASPLT. And I am saying, Matt, that day is coming when people like Dr. Dale Dangleben and all the other professionals who want to serve their country and its people will be given and afforded an opportunity to come back and serve. Matt, secondly, quickly, I am monitoring the police department now because, Matt, yesterday or day before, I got some photos whereby the Marin people, the police-based people, fished out a woman out of the water dead. This morning, Matt, SPLT, another photo came to my phone telling me two people fished out of the water dead. And Matt,
you saw the picture, just to interrupt, you saw the picture of the boat being dragged, a pulled ashore in the Castle Bruce area?
Yes, Matt, SPLT, that to me is still news. I'm telling you things that I got this morning.
Wow, okay.
And so, Matt, we heard that situation of a number of Haitians, 17, 19, whatever the number is, over the Easter weekend, they allegedly drowned or was thrown aboard or whatever the case is. And I have yet to hear the police department come to speak about that incident and the number of bodies that keep washing up on the shores of Dominica.
Well, they're very tight-lipped, Lofty. I'm sure there are reporters who have tried, but they're remaining tight-lipped on that situation, yes.
So what is it in that specific situation, Matt, that the authorities, the police department, don't want to speak about?
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you because they're just remaining silent on this. Maybe they're gathering more information. Maybe.
But we have to give those situations maximum exposure. And personally, I think Interpol and other agencies out there need to know about that human smuggling, human trafficking, whatever it is happening in Dominica as it pertains to our Haitian brothers and sisters. Bro, thanks for the opportunity, my friend.
And thank you very much. Thank you. I'm very, very concerned myself as to what is happening to our Haitian brothers and sisters. They're out there in the open waters. We're going to come back right after this. It's just about 12 minutes to the hour of one.
Professional health consultation taking place this weekend. Fatima Church Ground, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find out what's going on. Courtesy the Rose of Salt MP and Deputy Political Leader of the United Workers Party, Joshua Francis. This weekend, professional health consultation at the Fatima Church Ground, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Mama Creole, Mama Creole, the greatest Mother's Day ever. It's all set, cooked and curried. Saturday, May 11th and Sunday, May 12th on the strip La Le Coco. Saturday, May 11th from 9 p.m. 40th anniversary special. La Gardin de la Chasse-Matthias Ophelia. From the Virgin Islands, Cool Sessions Brass and the Swinging Stars. Sunday, May 12th from 6 p.m. Stéphane Raveau from La Martinique. The First Serenade Band and Swinging Stars. Mr. Mix, the Mix Master and Prince Radix will be on the ones and twos. Entrance $30 nightly and $50 season. And tickets are available from the Bullseye Pharmacy, Deepex, Val Ferry, Arms Boutique, Miss Bain, South City, Guabe, Skeeter in the Market, and more. Partners include DBS Radio, Bullseye Pharmacy, Val Ferry Courts, Dominica Lotteries Commission, Fine Foods Inc., The Sandman, Rainbow Rentals, Danger Entertainment, SES, Mania, 7-Eleven Plus, Super Center, Big Edge, QFM, KRFM, Vibes Radio, Tony's Punch, Adam Sounds and Lights, DNO, Rainbow Hill Villa, Sun Newspaper, Digicel, Shea Ophelia, Zymus Visual Arts, Sipos Taxi, Small Axe Mobile, and more. Mama Creole, Mama Creole. This Mother's Day weekend. Pa Machisa.
The Lion's Den in Brooklyn, New York will be rocking and roaring this weekend. Why? The exceptional nighttime king, King Dice, will be in the house, joined by the Road March King, The Rabbit, and Ranger Band. DJ Ron B and DJ Kayo will be on the ones and twos. Spring Calypso this weekend at the Lion's Den in Brooklyn, New York. 1464 St. John's, Brooklyn, New York, between Utica and Rochester. The Lion's Den comes alive this weekend. At the door, you pay only $20 starting 9 p.m. The Dice live with The Rabbit this weekend. The Lion's Den, 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Miss it and blame yourself.
Yes, this is Dominica Vibes.
Kenville Massac Maho Jimmit, West Coast Massive Eskes of Power. Eleanor Maho presents a Groovers International this Saturday, April 27th from 7 p.m. Boca de Sky, this Saturday, seminar entrance absolutely free. Come on, come on and feast of our sumptuous gold water, steamed fish, baked and barbecue chicken, salsa and more. April 4th, this Saturday, seminar, Kukuli, Jebe, Sao and Caribbean free for 10 all night. This Saturday in Maho, the village that never sleeps. Groovers International, meaning V, L, and O, Maho. Bow music, bow bagai.
One fifty-two is the afternoon time. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Yeah, Mark, good afternoon.
To you too.
Yeah, I was just talking about that you played a thing on the values and the losses to Dominica of Ross. But you know, we haven't paid attention to the loss we had with All Saints. All Saints students play a major social role, a socio-economic role in Roseau as well, you know, Roseau environment. Because we lost 75% of All Saints to Gonzalez de St. Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you recall when he said he was accepting the students from All Saints in St. Vincent as well after the hurry, after Dominica get back to normal, that he would make sure that all of them come back to the place. Sometimes I'm tracking down Caribbean news on, you know, television news, and I saw this big white coat ceremony in St. Vincent, and it looked like St. Vincent has benefited immensely from the loss of that 75% of All Saints in Dominica. And I think the journalists in Dominica need to check that too. You know?
That's a point.
Yeah, because that's a great loss, because these people played a great role in the socialization around Roseau, with the businesses, the social services that we have in Roseau. Some of them was involved in music, in the entertainment thing, and you know, I don't know if because they're Africans or whatever, people never notice that. I don't know if we only want, you know, light-skinned people as clients, but they play a role in ball and lodge in Roseau too. So a lot of people lost this kind of businesses that they had too.
All right, point taken there. 154 is the afternoon time. So we have to monitor maybe the loss of some of our All Saints students to St. Vincent as well. Hello, talk to me. Good afternoon.
My brother, Matt. Good afternoon.
To you, sir.
Yes, Matt. Great point the scholar just made there, Matt. Brilliant point. But we don't have time to really go into the meat of that. But, Matt, what I really want to do is to deal with the situation that is before us now. Now, the lady, the boy, is from the constituency of Maho, and that is from the constituency in which I am from. However, Matt, I want to say that we have two teams in the House of Parliament, which is two political parties. We have the Labour Party, and you have the United Workers Party. Lennox have a few members. Skerrit have a few members. Now, Lennox is the leader of the United Workers Party. Skerrit is the leader of the Dominica Skerrit Party, of the Labour Skerrit Party. Now, this is how the government is formed. So that is why Lennox the opposition leader has been pressurizing the government to, you know, put the necessary mechanism in place to make the people of Dominica life better. So that is why, Matt, we have to say that the lady needs all the help that you want. And at this point, I want to request to the both team, to both Lennox and Skerrit, to ensure that the lady bills would be paid in full, and that we then there shouldn't be even a need to raise any funds, because, Matt, we have money flinging left, right, and center, and this is our tax money, Matt. This is our parrot money. This is our passport money. This is our money. This is this people money, Matt, and therefore the people require all the necessary help that is required when it is needed. So thank you, Matt, and thank you for doing that brilliant work you have been doing. And you see, that's substantiating the award that our brothers and sisters made available to you recently in the United States. So, Matt, congratulations to you, and continue to do
work. You know, it was amazing. It was amazing. I was talking to a couple of friends last night supporting the Dominica Labour Party. You know what somebody said? Matt, did you get something, you know, did you receive a monetary contribution for that award? I said, but why was that necessary? Is it what it's about, getting some money in exchange for giving awards? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Is that necessary? Is that necessary? You get an award, you get an award. Why do you think, you know, it's necessary to give a monetary contribution to get an award? Is it how it works in Dominica? I've never seen anybody in Dominica receive an award and get a monetary contribution there from the government of Dominica. If it's so, I don't know of that. Hello, talk to me. Good morning. Yes.
Yes, what's up, Benjamin? What's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I just want to thank you, man, for the stuff that my son got. He really, that made his day, and he was really, really thankful for that.
I heard that. His mother was also happy, too.
Yes, appreciate that. But, Matt, I would disagree with you and I agree with the callers when you thanking the government, because I'll give you a scenario like blessing so many callers said before. You breaking my leg, or you making me an amputee and give me a prosthetic leg or crutches, and then I'm going to thank you for that after you break my leg. Bedrian, for 20 years you in office, we should have been have a proper medical facility. And what happened with the 7-year-old and the guy that passed away that went to Barbados from Gorta, it's not coincidence. And the plane incidents in Melvin, or this is not coincidence, you know. Those things are happening to see how much the people can take. I don't know what's wrong with our people. But you see, if that young, that 7-year-old passed away, trust me, that spirit of that 7-year-old going to come back with a vengeance, brethren, because we keep disappointing this our people. And that have nothing to do with political party, you know. Don't put politics in that. It's the welfare of the future of a people, which is the children. That spirit's going to come back with a vengeance, because we keep disappointing them, include people like Parry Bell, that veteran that called yesterday, want to talk about Mr. Linton going diaspora brain. And he's supposed to be an educator. Clevin Mills. Them guys there, they have their own to come. It's coming for them, you know, veteran. Because they are elders that are supposed to know better, and they're disappointing the future of the country.
Well, I would say to you, I mean, they should know better. You just pray for them. You don't wish them bad, do you?
No, I'm not wishing them bad, but I'm saying the spirit, in the spiritual realm, they have nothing as far as emotion, you know, in the spiritual realm. You do, it's a law and effect. You do something, it comes against you, brethren. It's cause and effect. You do something, it's going to come back on you. Whether or not I pray for you, it is what it is.
All right, caller. We're going to take one final call. 1:59 is the afternoon time here on the talk, on the block, Dominica. If you have to call, you better call me now. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. And I will be back with you tomorrow for another exciting discussion. For one more call. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Yes, Matt. Uh-huh. Saying thanks, Matt. You know, you have to say thanks, you know, to a certain extent, you know, Matt, because when you deplete our system, our health system, all right, you have to send the child somewhere. So even if we figure no, you shouldn't say thanks, but we have to say thanks. But Matt,
This is something why they will always do at this juncture. Because it's election year, man. Good afternoon.
All right, thank you. So you're saying that they're doing that only because it's election year? Digicella, who is next? Let's see if they've already joined us, and I'll come back to take. I think we have to join the Digicella Hour this time. My friend, Miguel Abadi, good afternoon to you in the Digicella Hour. Good afternoon.